This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. More now on the Hurricane Katrina anniversary and the NPR News series, Katrina, Where the Money Went. $33 billion in federal funds is going to Mississippi. But people in the Mississippi county that suffered the worst damage are still begging for help, as NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
There's a signature sound in Hancock County, Mississippi, which is also symbolic of the rural county's plight. Freight trains barrel through day and night to and from New Orleans and past ruined main streets and vacant neighborhoods. Imagine the boxcars and tankers filled with money and the locals staring in frustration, unable to grab what they need. It's only symbolic, but the image illustrates a harsh reality. Hancock County suffered Katrina's highest floodwaters and strongest winds, but getting money to rebuild seems as elusive as grasping at a passing train.
And this was my living room, my dining room, my son-in-law, my husband's car.
Melody Bourgeois sits with her husband David in a cramped but air-conditioned FEMA trailer, flipping through a small photo album. It shows the remains of their house, one of 10,000 in the county, left shattered and moldy. More than half the county's homes were destroyed. The Bourgeois applied for a housing grant to help them rebuild, but they don't know if or when they'll get help.
Getting into a house again, what kind of difference will that make for you?
A big difference. I can have my kids back over and my grandchildren. We have a family function again. Maybe I wouldn't be so depressed. Get out of this depression mode.
It puts a lot of stress on me, wondering when, if things are going to work out, if it's not going to work out, or what I'm going to have to do. I go sleepless at night a lot of times, worrying about what, tomorrow is going to bring.
It's been 8 months since Congress allocated $3 billion for Mississippi homeowners who lived outside federally designated flood zones but were flooded anyway. 17,000 people applied for as much as $150,000 each. The state is distributing the money, but it didn't start sending out checks until this month. Some people gave up and moved on. Some figured out other ways to get started. In Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, a church youth group from Virginia finishes framing the new home of Mary Perkins, a Hancock County librarian.
I've lived in this house since I was 5 years old, the house that used to be here. I had to have it demolished. It was like, now what do I do? Now what do I do?
Perkins took out a storm victim's loan to pay for building materials. She enlisted a retired neighbor to supervise construction, and the church volunteers do the work. Local officials say donated labor is responsible for most of the homes rebuilt so far. Perkins still needs the long-awaited housing grant to pay the mortgage on the house she lost, but she's way ahead of most people waiting for money. The long wait was defended by Mississippi Congressman Gene Taylor after a Hancock County town meeting.
I wish it was occurring faster, but the delays have been for some very legitimate reasons. We want to help the people in Mississippi, but we don't want to squander any money. So one of the reasons it's taken a while is to make sure that those people who are asking for it really qualify for it. And that takes a little bit of doing. And we're talking tens of thousands of applicants. And so this is going to take a while.
During the wait, construction costs in Hancock County have doubled. Homeowners aren't alone. Public officials also wait for recovery money.
A lot of the utilities are supposed to be repaired, but none of it's even been started on yet.
Jimmy Niekase is a utility supervisor for Bay St. Louis, struggling to keep the system working for people ready to rebuild. He stands next to a sewage pumping station ruined by Katrina. It's clogged with brown sludge, toilet paper, and swarms of cockroaches. Failed pumps and broken and leaking pipes plague sewer and water systems throughout Hancock County.
And trying to get the water and sewage to them, hard right now with the labor force we got. We went from 33 employees to 10. We got 10 right now is working. And the amount of work that we got is tripled. It's just, I don't know, we're just way behind.
Niekase has a waiting list 4 weeks long. Katrina drove away many town and county workers, but the biggest shortage is money. The county and town governments expect to be flat broke by fall.
We keep being told, myself and other mayors along the coast, remember, no city's ever gone bankrupt because of a natural disaster. The problem with that is we've seen a lot of firsts because of Katrina.
Tommy Longo is the mayor of Waveland, Mississippi. He sits in a rain-splattered trailer in a complex of trailers now serving as the town's offices.
95% of our residential and commercial structures were substantially destroyed. We lost every single city building. We lost every city vehicle, every city piece of equipment, every backhoe, trackhoe. I mean, everything was destroyed. And we've had to start from scratch.
Starting from scratch requires $270 million combined for Waveland, Bay St. Louis, and the rest of Hancock County. At the same time, the county and town governments are almost out of daily operating funds. They're predicting a combined budget shortfall of $120 million in the next 3 years. That's because tax and other revenues are down as much as 60%, given the loss of so many homes, businesses, and jobs. It's the perfect financial storm, and there seems no easy way out.
They've absorbed the pain and misery, and they're going to have to absorb some of the costs just like they would individually if it was a tornado that came through and got only their house and only their automobile.
Charlie Williams is chief of staff to Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour, who touts the $33 billion federal dollars in hurricane relief spent and expected in Mississippi. Millions provided emergency help in Hancock County, but none of this money, Williams says, can save local governments from bankruptcy.
Most all these federal programs prohibit you from taking care of administrative expenses and paying the payroll and so forth. So the federal government can't do it, and I don't think the state government is in a position to do it.
Late last week, the Mississippi legislature offered up to $9 million to help the county and towns pay their bills. But that's $11 million short of what they need right now. Federal programs provide rebuilding money, but that requires matching funds the county and towns don't have. Churches, charities, and sister cities shower the county with help, but little of that is cash. Loans are available from a state and federal program, but don't expect repayment, says Mayor Eddie Favre of Bay St. Louis during a tour of neighborhoods that have yet to rebuild.
I want to be clear about this. You have no intention of paying these loans back.
I think I've made that comment a time or two. We'll borrow everything we can, but we can't guarantee any repayment whatsoever. Unless something drastically changes, we won't be able to.
There are signs of recovery in Hancock County, Mississippi. Here at its only casino, hundreds of workers on stilts, ladders, and scaffolding drill, saw, and paint. This casino is scheduled to reopen next month, restoring 1,000 jobs and the single biggest source of revenue for Bay St. Louis. There's also a new Lowe's and Home Depot in Waveland, and the county is expecting a home building boom once the homeowner grants arrive. So tax and other revenues will eventually rise. But this question remains: how do homeowners and local governments hang on until then? Howard Berkus, NPR News.
And you can untangle some of the daunting financial numbers facing Hancock County at our website, npr.org.